Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Well, Russia's main domestic security agency, the FSB, has dropped charges against Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin after he led an uprising last week. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. has been closely monitoring the Wagner Group's activities throughout the world.
Continue to look closely at the actions they take that are against the interests of the countries where they operate, and we will continue to take actions to hold them accountable. And in fact, we will have further announcements to make on holding Wagner accountable in the very near future.
And separately, at a news conference, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, says the U.S. is giving Ukraine another military aid package.
Includes key capabilities to support Ukraine's air defense requirements, as well as additional armored vehicles, anti-armor systems, munitions, and other equipment valued up to $500 million.
NATO's chief said Tuesday that the power of Russia's military should not be underestimated following the weekend mutiny against it by the Wagner Group mercenaries, and said that the alliance has increased its readiness to confront Russia. In recent days, Jens Stoltenberg said that the alliance may decide to further boost its strength and readiness to face Russia and its ally, Belarus, when NATO leaders meet in Lithuania's capital on July 11th through 12th. Again, Russia's main domestic security agency, the FSB, has dropped charges against Wagner Group leader, and he is now in Belarus. The State Department says that the U.S. has been closely monitoring the Wagner Group's activities throughout the world, nevertheless. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces said Tuesday he would hold his forces accountable for violations against civilians since war broke out with Sudan's military. Michael Atit reports from South Sudan.
The commander of the Sudan Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, announced the establishment of field corps headed by Major General Issam Saleh Fidel to carry out investigations into claims of offenses allegedly committed by the RSF. The UN says about 2.5 million people have been displaced in and out of Sudan since the outset of the conflict on October 15th. Nearly 2 million people are internally displaced. Michael Atit for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
Ex-Trump lawyer and New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has now been interviewed by investigators with the Justice Department and the special counsel's office. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more.
As a member of Donald Trump's legal team, Giuliani sought to overturn 2020 election results in battleground states. On November 25th of that year, telling a hearing of Pennsylvania's Senate Majority Policy Committee, something must be done about what he called election fraud, honing in on mail-in ballots.
If they can just enter 600,000 some odd mail-in ballots without allowing a single Republican to view it, what's to say that next time they won't do a million?
A person familiar with the matter says Giuliani's interview with the special counsel's office was conducted voluntarily and not before a grand jury. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The rivalry between the Florida governor Ron DeSantis and former U.S. President Donald Trump deepened Tuesday as the two leading Republican White House candidates staged dueling events in a critical early voting state of New Hampshire, addressing a town hall in Hollis. DeSantis vowed to fulfill a broken Trump promise and complete a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border while pledging to tear down Washington's traditional power centers in ways Trump fell short. Speaking later at a Republican women's luncheon in Concord, Trump countered that DeSantis was being forced to settle for second place in the primary and accused the governor of supporting cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Threatened by possible shortages of lithium for electric car batteries, automakers are racing to lock in supplies of the once obscure white gold in a politically and environmentally fraught competition from China to Nevada to Chile. General Motors Company and the parent company of China's BYD Auto LTD are going straight to the source and buying stakes in lithium miners, a rare step in an industry that relies on outside vendors for copper and other raw materials. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.